change, having much to say. But man, I still think those cats are crazy. They will ask you if you were around, how you were, you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving the old men crazy. The boys are back in town. She was cool, she was red hot. Oh, me, she was stinging. In a time over Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped on Johnny's face. Man, we fell up out the place. That chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah, yeah. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Juice Bar.
Here we are.
We're back. We're better than ever on our new time, Sunday at 4 p.m. this semester. It's going to be unbelievable. As always, I am the Juice, and next to me is the dependent variable, Eli Crippen.
As always.
It's such a pleasure to be back. It's been a long summer. It's been longer summer than I'm used to, I should say.
Yeah, this summer was especially long, but here we are. We're back. The boys are back in town.
Oh, you know what? There was only one song we could have played to open it back up, and you know, I didn't even have to ask you about
that one.
It was just kind of a given.
Yeah, that was.
You know, it's been so great. I'm so happy to be back. I'm loving the whole. We'll get into all of it. There's so much to talk about. Football is underway. Our first home game was yesterday. We'll talk about that. We went to that briefly. But for now, we're gonna jump back to some music. Just get right into it.
This is gonna be Sympathy by Vampire Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
got sympathy. What I'm to you, you are to me. Let's go. Now I got that sympathy, what I'm to you, you are to me, let's go. Diego Garcia, surrounded by the waves, lonely in the ocean, but in every other way, it was full of love. In the warmest bed of feeling. Now I got that sympathy, what I'm to you, you are to me, let's go. I didn't have your sympathy, but I knew where to start, explaining to you patiently that the one who broke my heart would have broken yours. It threw the pieces in the river. Now I got that sympathy, what I'm to you, you are to me, let's go.
Thank you. Living in the city, you know, where is I? Trying to
All right. That was just word of mouth by the Mike and the Mechanics, which was preceded by Sympathy by Vampire Weekend and Honky Talk, or Honky Cat by Elton John.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Juice Bar with your host, Jack the Juice, and of course...
The Dependent Variable.
The Dependent Variable.
You like ripping.
Back again for season...
Three,
are we counting this?
In a way?
Yeah.
Season 3, episode 18. I don't know. It's kind of all jumbled up. It's not really organized that well on our website, but...
But here we are.
If you want to listen to any of our episodes from last season, which is also last semester, or the one before that, this past fall, you can go on to wjrh.org/thejuicebar and find any of your favorite episodes. There's a lot of good ones in there.
Also, if you'd like to call in to the show, our phone number is 610-330-5316. That's specifically for Eric Matthews, who told us before the show that he wanted to call in, and we didn't know the phone number because we've never done it before. But
this is true. But you know, if he calls in, it's going to be a learning experience.
It's going to be a learning.
We've never put anyone live on the phone, but that's fine.
We'll figure it out. That's all we've ever done.
Absolutely. Well, to just quickly get back to the music.
Yeah.
This album by Vampire Weekend came out last year. If you remember the song, or this year, but earlier in the year.
Earlier in the year. Not this school year, because we're on
educational timelines.
Weird.
The song, why can't I remember the name of it? What's the one song?
This Life?
This Life. Great. So we played it, I want to say, in one of our last episodes of last season.
Yep.
And it is just, it's a great song. There's a lot of great songs on the album, but you got the privilege.
I did.
Of seeing them live.
I did. This weekend, not this weekend, last weekend. I forgot that it's the weekend now. Last weekend, I actually was able to go and see Vampire Weekend live in Madison Square Garden with my brother, Daniel, who I believe is listening to this show. Shout out to Daniel. Love that guy.
Wonderful.
Also, my parents were there, and also I got to bring a couple of my friends. So Eric, Christian, and our good friend Tara. Shout out to Tara if she's listening.
She probably is.
She might be.
She tends to.
She might not be. I don't know if we've told anyone about our new time slot. So.
No, we have been light on the social media front. We're going to try and work that out.
I was actually working on that during the break there, but yeah, we had to talk. Yeah. So anyway, here we are. But yeah, it was an amazing show. One of the songs on the album that I never really appreciated, though, was Sympathy, which is the one that we just played. But during the show, they had given everyone these, like, colored wristbands that would they had lights in them, LEDs, and they would like light up different colors during the show. And during Sympathy, they had this really big like red and white thing going on, and everyone's wristbands were flashing red and white, and it was awesome. It was the first time that like the wristbands had done anything during the show, so it was like this really cool moment, and it really gave me an appreciation for that song, which I previously didn't really like, because it's a pretty chaotic song.
You know, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. I'm not really for that most of the time, but now...
But now you saw it live.
I saw it live, and now it's up there as one of my top favorites. There you go.
Absolutely. Vampire Weekend, great band.
Mm-hmm.
Love the song Hannah Hunt. Not sure if they played it at the concert, but...
They might not have. I don't know. We left a little bit early.
You guys drove down.
We drove down. We had to leave a little bit early so we could drive back up. We were going to take the bus, but...
But you missed it.
There were some transportation conflicts, so we ended up... I don't know if I've actually told my parents that. Yeah, we didn't end up taking the bus. We... Because they're probably listening. We kind of missed the bus, so we ended up driving with our friend Tara, and then we were parked in a parking garage. So we left a little bit early so we could collect the car and also visit the Empire State Building.
Awesome.
Which was really cool.
No, that was great. I had Bible study that night. I wasn't present, so
yeah.
I couldn't exactly make it.
Right. Eric just asked me for the phone number again. So it's 610-330-5316.
It really rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it's a good number. Does. Yeah,
it's a great number.
It's really good. Well, should we get back into the music?
Jump back into some music here. Our next song, actually, when we were making this playlist today, Eli texted me and he goes, you know, I have a suggestion. I'm like, what songs do you want? And he goes, I'd really love it if you played Something Like Olivia by John Mayer. And my eyes lit up because that's just one of my absolute favorite songs. ¶¶
bricklackers can be found from time to time. Yeah, Olivia is taken, but a look like hers can be found from time to time. I'm thinking something like Olivia is what I need to find. There's only one man in this world who gets to sleep with her by his side. Only one man in this world who gets to sleep with her by his side. I'm thinking something like Olivia could keep me through the night.
Darling, only you. far too long.
Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong with you, only you, babe.
Only you, girl, only you, babe.
Only you, darling, only you, babe.
Only you, my girl, only you, babe.
Only you, darling, only you.
There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. You got to serve something, ain't that right? I know it gets dark, but there's always a light. You don't have to buy in to get into the club. Trade your worries. You gotta show up if you wanna be seen. If it matters to you, ma, it matters to me. I'm gonna fall hard, yeah, I know I am. When the clouds crack up, I laugh with them. There ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man can enslave me. Ain't no man, a man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. You say you look funny, I say you're a star. I say you're whatever you think you are. Watch a naysayers fall right in line. If we believe it, they'll say, she is so pretty, he is so fine. There ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man can enslave me. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there.
You got to go somewhere, ain't that true? Not a whole lot of time for me or you. Got a whole lot of reasons to be mad, let's not pick one. I live in a room at the top of the stairs. Got my windows wide open and nobody cares. And I got no choice but to get right up when the sun comes through. Ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man can enslave me. There ain't no man, a man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it.
All right. That was just Ain't No Man by the Avett Brothers, Dark Red by Steve Lacy, and Something Like Livia by John Mayer, which are three great songs.
Three great songs.
Steve Lacy played at the
Steve Lacy yes. is another artist that I bring from my experience at the Vampire Weekend concert in Madison Square Garden, New York City. They brought out Steve Lacy, who is on a couple of the tracks with them. I believe Flower Moon as well as Sunflower, which are two amazing songs from their newest album. They brought out Steve Lacy to perform one of his own songs, which was that song, Dark Red. And I didn't really appreciate it at the time, I gotta say. Most of the crowd was kind of like, okay, you know,
but the more you listen to it, you kind of sit with it.
But the more I listen to it, you know, we listened to it on the way back home, because Eric had actually heard of Steve Lacy, and it really started to grow on me, and I think it's a great song.
Yeah. I should rephrase the more you listen to it, the more Eric plays it when he's taking a shower.
Yeah.
The more you come to enjoy it.
It was really good.
No, it was great. So, very quickly, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is The Juice Bar. I'm your host, The Juice, always with the dependent variable, Eli Crippen. So yesterday we had our first Lafayette football home game against Sacred Heart University.
Oh, yes, we did.
Sacred Heart University out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Largest commuter liberal arts school in the nation, I believe.
Possibly.
And we just got destroyed in the second half.
What? I mean, yeah.
The first half, we had we did really well
in the beginning.
I mean, I think at one point, I want to say we had a 10-point lead. I think it was 24-14. About a couple minutes left to go in the first half. And then we lost 54-40. So,
which is actually a lot better than when we left, when it was, what, like 42-20?
Yeah. You know what? I think there's just a little, it's a lot of coaching.
I got to say, Jack, I think it's us. I think in our experience, we always win the games that we do this show.
Yes.
Yeah, and we were not doing this show yesterday. And, I mean, they lost, so...
That's
what
a
more
shame.
Evidence do you need?
Yeah. I mean, next week, though, I think, you know, that we have maybe the radio show, the vibes will carry over.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
I'd love for the freshmen to get a taste of victory. And
Shoemaker. If that's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah, new quarterback.
New quarterback was doing pretty great.
He was rushing the ball. You know, it was. There's talent on the team. There's not great coaching on the team. I'm just not going to sugarcoat it. I really think at Lafayette College, we need a coaching change. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to spearhead this. I watched the same
change all the coaches.
Yeah, I just watch the same plays. You run it up to the middle. You throw it to the outside. It's mm-hmm. really hard to defend against. You just keep your secondary in. It's just I just don't see how it's going to win games. But that's besides the point. It's NFL. It's NFL Sunday. My Cardinals just lost.
Tragic.
Eli, we've gotten you into a little bit of football.
A little bit.
A little bit. We've gotten you playing a little bit of fantasy.
I've just started playing fantasy. With the new block.
The new block.
The block.
For those of you that aren't aware, block housing is when you pick some roommates that you could live with, but you don't get to pick where you live. So we are over in McKean Basement.
Yep.
And there's seven
down
of us.
Down in the dungeon.
And you know what? I couldn't ask for a better location. I don't know how you feel about it, but... The basement just feels like me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I could use a little bit more light.
Well, you know what? You guys only have one window. Eric and I are spoiled with the two windows.
That is
true.
We have
good light.
And you guys face north.
We do.
No, you face west. You guys face west, which means, you know, like every afternoon you get
the nice
golden tinge.
Yeah, we get, you know, the selfie hour.
Yeah, we have to turn on our lights every day at 1 p.m.
No, we get that golden ray. You know how many girls have stopped by and knocked on the door just asking to take selfies and just the golden light?
And the golden light in your room.
Yeah, you know how many have? None, but I'm sure, like, if they knew, they would, but...
You guys have good posters?
We have good posters.
Nice background.
To everybody in the
shag
blog
carpeting.
If they're listening to, I feel like we
a little bit,
Eric, Christian, Kevin, who's now called Nogue.
Nogue.
Tim and Logan. And those people that couldn't be in the block, Elise, Tara,
mm-hmm.
Ori, I know they're all listening. You know what? I'm happy they're listening.
I am too.
But you know, I think the McKean Basement. The South was chaos. It was kind of disgusting, all the time.
Do you feel like the basement is cleaner than South?
I do.
Really?
I think Bob.
Bob.
I think Bob is just knocking it out of the park.
Bob is knocking it out of the park.
I think he is. But McKean Basement, doing a pretty good job. Right next to Lower, right next to Wawa.
It's not close to Don Juan's, though.
Because,
this is tragic. There's a Mexican restaurant.
I have some choice words for the owner of Don Juan's.
That Jack and I love to go to last year.
We love Don Juan's.
Called Don Juan's. And it was probably 10 feet away from McKean, where we are now living. But this year, as we moved in, Don Juan's moved out.
We walk up.
It's
gone. I think it was like day one.
Yeah, day
Literally
one.
Literally day one.
I was the thing I was most excited for.
I was the most excited to go get Don Juan's. I look at Eli. I say, Eli, we're going to go get Don Juan's. We walk over.
We have moved locations.
We have moved locations. They'll be back on College Hill, but...
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
They may be moving into the new...
Ooh. Brick Cube.
The new Brick McCartney. Cube that they're building. McCartney.
It's, you know what? It's actually coming together.
It is coming together. They built the staircase.
That's it?
Yep. Nice monolith going. It's nice.
You know what?
Great.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure as an engineer, you kind of thought about that at some point.
That lot is so weird.
It's
very L-shaped. We only build L-shaped buildings at Lafayette College. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Rockwell is a giant L. Acopian is a giant L.
Yeah. The library, for all intents and purposes,
is a giant L. They're all L's.
Yeah, they
is
are.
Is that like modern architecture? I don't know what that is. They're all L's.
But you know what? New Oxley.
Mm.
Not an L.
Good point.
All the dorms, for the most part, not really an L.
Not really L's. South was kind of a U. More like an I. Kind of an I-beam shaped.
Yeah. Hmm. Now we've gotten to talk about the architecture of all of Lafayette College. As a reminder to anyone that you know has heard us say this in the past, it's still about 1,000 degrees.
Yep.
Down in Hogue basement. So with all this renovation, we couldn't get a fan.
Couldn't get a fan.
That's all right. So I think we should jump back to some music.
I agree. This is a very interesting song choice by you, Jack. Counting Crows by Mr. Jones reminds
that's
me.
That's the other way around. It's Mr. Jones by Counting Crows.
Yep. Good point. Mr. Jones by Counting Crows reminds me of my 11th grade history class with Mr. Cullen, where the first day of class we listened to this song and then analyzed it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I listened to the song of the summer my dad played it, and he said it came out. And whenever it came out, my parents' wedding night, I want to get the story right. My parents' wedding night, they played this album and danced to it like late night.
Really?
It had just come out, and he played the song, and I love this song.
So it's special song to you, special song to me.
It's, you know, it's deservedly so, a really great song. So this is Mr. Jones by Counting Crows.
Show me some of them Spanish dancers and pass yeah, but he got different reasons for that. Believe in me, cause I don't believe in anything. And I wanna be someone to believe.
Herb is a plant. Herbs are good for everything. Why these people who want to do so much good for everyone, who call themselves governments and this and that, why them say you must not use the herb?
Right. I wanna love you every day and every night. We'll be together with the roof right over our heads. We'll share the shelter of my single bed. We'll share the same room, yeah. Put up. This love that I'm feeling.
such a bore, I'm such a bummer. There must be more behind the summer. I want someone to make some trouble. Been way too safe inside my bubble. Oh, take me out and keep me up all night. Let me live on the wilder side of the light. Carry me away. Carry me away. Carry me away. Carry me.
All right, that was just Carry Me Away by John Mayer. I know my dad's going to kill me for playing that. and that was before that, it was Mr. Jones by Counting Crows, and this is Love by Bob Marley. This is just three songs kind of from the summer that I just loved listening to. They were just like, Is This Love by Bob Marley? It's a remix. It's not the original. I do enjoy, it was something that actually my friend Ryan Dowd, shout out to him for if he's listening. He showed me. We were driving around one day, and he played it, and it was great. And I mean, Carry Me Away came out a couple days ago. My dad says it's a song that you listen to when you're shopping in Lord and Taylor, because he doesn't like John Mayer. But you know what? That's okay. I like it. So, wow, I can't believe we're almost done with this first episode.
I know, it's crazy. We're coming back from the summer, bringing some of our summer music with us.
Yeah.
And heading into the school year, we had our first, what, how, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
We're like 3 weeks in at this point?
No, it's great.
It's kind of crazy.
No, I'm glad to be back. I'm glad, you know what, I'm really glad the show's back as it is. You know, different time slot, so this is our normal time slot now for anyone that tuned in a little bit late. It's Sundays at 4 to 5 on WJRH.org or on 104.9 FM if you're in the local area. We've got one more song, and so Bruce Springsteen released an album this summer that's kind of gotten mixed reviews. It's very Glen Campbell, very kind of Western. My dad loves this one song. It's called Moonlight Motel.
So you have to make up for the Carry Me Away.
Yeah, so the, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right back to back, Hate Me, Love Me, we're good. So, wow, this is a great episode. So we'll be back next week. It's going to be great. We'll be back to themes. And if you have any themes, please reach out to us on Instagram or text us or Snapchat us or whatever.
Yeah, we got our third post up on the Instagram.
Yeah. 18 episodes in, three posts. Let's go. So just to close out here, you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. This has been the Juice Bar with the Juice and the Dependent Variable. Thank you so much for listening.
Stay juicy.
Stay juicy.
There's a place on a blank stretch of road where nobody travels, nobody goes. And the desk man says these days round here two young folks could probably up and disappear into rustling sheets of sleepy corner room and to the musty smell of wilted flowers, lazy afternoon hours at the Moonlight Motel. Filled with empty, 8 foot deep, got dandelions grown up through cracks in the concrete. Chain link fence half rusted away. Got a sign says, children, be careful how you pray. It's lipstick taste in your whispered secret. I promised I'd never tell. Half drunk beer, your breath in my ear, at the Moonlight Motel. Well, then it's bills and kids and kids and bills and the ringing of the bell across the valley. Dusty screen doors of the Moonlight Motel. Last night I dreamed of you, my love. The wind blew through the window and blew off the covers of my lonely bed. I woke to something you said, and it's better to have loved it. Better to have loved as I drove. There was a chilling breeze and leaves tumbled from the sky and fell on the road so black as I backtracked the moon. Motel. She was boarded up and gone like an old summer song. Nothing but an empty shell. I pulled in and stopped into my old spot. Bottle of Jack out of paper bag, poured one for me and one for you as well. And it was one more shot poured out the parking lot to the Moonlight Motel.